Okay, Rabbi Isai, Purim is a very busy day, and Purim has a lot of very special and important mitzvahs. And the only way we can make sure we do them all right is if we prepare a little bit ahead of time. Like every important mitzvah, like every important thing in life, if you come to it with the right preparation, then you could take advantage when the fleeting moments pass. We're going to go through some of the halachas now. The way I decided to organize it is to start in order from Shabbos, Parsha Zachar, then take you straight through the week, exactly what some of the ikar points that we have to know through Purim. Obviously, we're not going to be able to cover in the scope of these few minutes the entire Hilchos Purim. It's kedai to go through it on your own, but I'd like to go through some of the halachas. Unless something is very unclear, I would prefer if we could save the questions till afterwards, because there are many questions in Hilchos Purim. First of all, we have a time limitation. Also, there's a very good chance that I won't know the answer to the question, and it's not nice to embarrass me in public. So we're going to go through the halachas that I put together over here, and if we have questions that are negated to other parts of Hilchos Purim, we'll discuss it after. Okay, so we'll start now with this coming Shabbos. This coming Shabbos is Parsha Zachar. We have a Chi of Kriyas HaTorah Do'iraisa. Very, very rare. Every week we have a Chi of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not Do'iraisa. By Parsha Zachar, we have a Chi of to hear the parasha of Zachar Eis Asher Asal Lecha Amalek with a minyan, a Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Oraisa. The Torah tells us that you have to remember, but it's not enough to remember what Amalek did to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. We learn out that the Chiyav is to have a Kriya Mitoich HaSefer. It has to be a real Kriyas HaTorah. You have to be part of a minyan. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Tav Resh Pei Hei, Tzorich HaKorei Lechavein Lehoitzi Kol HaShoyimim. The Baal Kori has to have Kavanah to be mighty, everyone who's listening. For Gam HaShoyimim, which applies to most of us, Gam HaShoyimim Tzrichim L'chavein Lotzitz. That means as you're listening to Parsha Zachar, it's not enough just to be there in Shul, you have to actually have Kavanah to be Yotze the Mitzvah. So that's important point number one. On Shabbos, a Mitzvah Dairaisa, you have to be sure to be there on time, and to be there for Leining and the Maftir. It's a Kriyas HaTorah Dairaisa to have in mind to be Yotze. Now, according to the Taz and many other Paiskim, you have to have in mind to be Yotze not just with the laning, but also with the brachas, which means the bracha beforehand and the bracha afterwards. You have to, I wouldn't be so far from the bima by Parsha Zachar. You don't have to crowd around like some of the shuls that everybody crowds around the bima. The Baal Kori will hopefully read it out loud. But you have to be sure that you're close enough to hear all the words carefully and to hear the brachas. Because you have to be Yotze with the brachas, it's important that when the one who gets the aliyah says, Baruch Hu Hashem Avayrach, and we all answer, Baruch Hashem Avayrach Le'olam Va'ed, don't stretch out with all your chazanis, Baruch Hashem Avayrach Le'olam Va'ed. Say it quickly and straight, so that you could be finished with the word Va'ed by the time he starts to make his bracha, because you have to hear the entire bracha, including Baruch Ata Hashem, in order to be yotze the bracha, according to the Taz and most poskim. There's a possibility that Parshas Parah, which is the next week, is also Dairaisa, that's a Shaila in the Paiskim, but Pasha Zachar Lekuli Alma is Dairaisa, and therefore we have to have in mind to be Yotze with the Kriya, and again with the Brachas as well. Moving on in the week as we approach Monday morning. Monday morning is Tainis Esther, it's Yud Gimel Adar. The 13th day of Adar was the day that there was a Melchama. At the time of Melchama, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Tav Resh Pei Vav, that at the time of Melchama, when they went out to war on Yud Gimel Adar, the minig was always to fast and to daven for Atzlacha in the Melchama, and therefore we have on Yud Gimel Adar a fast called Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther, there are many kulas, if people need the kulas, and the Ramah says that the kulas extend to women who are pregnant and women who are nursing and people who are sick. The only one that applies to everyone in this room is, I think, people who are sick. That means if you're a chayla, then there's room for leniency on Tainis Esther. However, the Ramah says in Simen Tav Resh Pei Vav Sif Beis Shar Briim, the rest of the people who are healthy, lo yifreshu min hatzibur, shouldn't be parish min hatzibur. You shouldn't have this mindset that some people have that Tainis Esther is very kuladik. Tainis Esther is kuladik if a person needs it, if a person is pregnant or nursing or sick. But the Ramah says about other healthy people, lo yifresh min hatzibur, the Mishnah Berurah adds, afilu ha'hoylech baderech, even if you're traveling, v'kasha alav ha'tainis, if a person is hungry, that doesn't make you sick on a fast day. You're supposed to be hungry on a tainis. That's the expectation. if a person is sick, even if he's hoilech baderech and the fast is hard for him, but if he's not sick, then he shouldn't break the fast. And this is very common among B'nai Yeshiva that are being Isaac and collecting and traveling on Tainis Esther and through Purim. You have to just be careful whether you're traveling home or you're traveling collecting. Sometimes it's very tiresome. You have to be honest with yourself. I know, are you a choyle? Even if you're a choyle k'tzas, there's room to be makel on Tainis Esther. But if you're not a choyle, you're just extremely hungry and tired, that doesn't make you into a choyle. And therefore you have to be al tifresh min atzibur and continue fasting. Now, Monday afternoon we daven mincha. The Tainis Vayichal, the regular Tainis Minch in the afternoon. However, a minig is brought down in Simin Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalad that on Erev Purim, which is Tainis Esther afternoon, we're supposed to give a Machzis HaShekel as a Zecher for the Machzis HaShekel that was given in Adar back in the day. So that's a minig to give Machzis HaShekel. And it's brought down that we're supposed to give three Machzis HaShekel because it says in the Parsha the word Truma three times. And therefore we give three Machzis HaShekel, Zecher for that Machzis HaShekel. What we're supposed to do is give three half dollars. In this Medina where it's the currency is a dollar, so we give three half dollars. How do you give three half dollars? Most people are not carrying around half dollars. So you're supposed to give that value into a pushka, into a plate that they have, and you take the three half dollars that the gabbai is supposed to arrange, you exchange $1.50 for those three half dollars, and then you put back those three half dollars like this. You've given three machzis hashekels for that mitzvah. Everyone who's above 13 years old has a chiyuv to do this. You should just be mevayer if your father is doing it for you at home. If he's doing it for you, you don't have to do it yourself. The point is for every yid that's over 13, some say over 20, but l'chumah we should do anyone who's over bar mitzvah. So if your father's not taking care of it for you, or if you have no one to take care of it for you, so then you have to be sure everyone over bar mitzvah that they are taking a machzis shekel. And the minhag is for parents to give even for small children. But al kapanim, all of you as bachrim have to be sure that either you're giving or someone is giving for you three machzis shekels tainis esser afternoon. Okay, Monday night. Monday night already comes the first night, the night of Purim. Everyone asks the shayla, are we allowed to eat before Kriyas HaMegillah? It's already after the fast day is over. If it was Asara B'Tavis, the fast would be long over. Are we allowed to eat or drink before Kriyas HaMegillah? So you don't have to look too far for this one. You just have to look in a different simon. And that's the Ramah in Simon Tuf Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Dalet. The Ramah says, Asur Lechol Koidim Sheyishma Kriyas HaMegillah. It's Asur for a person to eat before he hears the Megillah, afilu hatainis kasha alav, even if the fast is hard for him, which means that after Tainis Esther, it's a long day, and it might be hard to fast, so now comes Ma'ariv and Kriyas HaMegillah, takes a long time, so the Tainis is kasha alav, can we eat and drink quickly before the Megillah? So the Rama says, asur lechol koidim sheyishma Kriyas HaMegillah, even if the Tainis is shver on him, even if it's already getting hard. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Sif Katan Yud Dalet, brings down from the Magen Avraham that even though you're not supposed to eat the proper meal and drink, but ti'ima is mutter, tasting is mutter, if there's a tzairich gadol. What does that mean, a tzairich gadol? So again, we have to make sure that at this point our negiyus doesn't get the better of us, that we're honest about it. For the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person is chayla k'tas, a little sick, or tainis kashal of mamish, that it's really very hard on him, so then he's allowed to do a ti'ima. What's a ti'ima? Less than a kibetza. You'll find out exactly what the shear is, but a little bit of a something. You take a piece of a cake, or a little apple juice, a little water, to give yourself a little bit of kayach, so then that would be mutter, but again, only the tzarech gadol. Hungry is not called the tzarech gadol. Obviously, you're going to be hungry after a day of fasting. But if a person has a tzarech gadol, so then he's allowed to taste, but he shouldn't get involved in really breaking his fast and eating a few cookies that he shouldn't do before Kriyas HaMegillah. Now, we come to Ma'ariv Monday night. One thing that's very important, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Simin Tuf Reish Tzadi Hei, in the name of Achroinim, that on Purim night, the person is supposed to wear big day Shabbos. Says in the name of Achreinim, you're supposed to wear big day Shabbos. It's a yontif. Many people don't know this because we don't treat this as a yontif, like Isser Malacha, like you do a Sukkot and a Pesach and a Shavuos. But you're supposed to come in big day Shabbos. I'll ask me, you find many people that come in costumes for Purim night? Yeah, it doesn't. The minig of costumes, it doesn't say really Lagabi Purim night. It's more Purim day. I'm not saying it's also to walk around with a costume Purim night. Your person could be in a geshmaka mood. But I would say to come to Daven Meir, if you're davening with a minion, and to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah, so that the Achreinim say to wear Big Day Shabbos, even if you don't extend it to the whole night, and the whole night is mesibas and fun and things like that, but surely to come to Meir, to daven with the right Kovid Rosh, and to daven with your hat and jacket, and to hear the Megillah with being able to be mechaven on the mitzvah, not digressing to other things that take away our concentration, that's something that's important, at least for Ma'ariv and Kriyas HaMegillah. In Ma'ariv, of course, we have to remember Al HaNisim with Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. Even the people who remember Al HaNisim sometimes go into Bimei Matisyo because you say it 8 days a year instead of one. Just have to remember Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. If you forget Al HaNisim and any of the Shemoneh Esrei on Purim, it's not Ma'akev, you don't have to go back. However, if you remember before Baruch Ata Hashem, then you're supposed to go back to Al HaNisim. Now there's an interesting din that I just want to make a tzushtel that we find not in Hilchas Purim, but we find in Hilchas Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tav Reish Pei Beis that if you forget Al HaNisim and Shemoneh Esrei, everyone knows you don't have to go back. If you already said Baruch Ata Hashem, so then you don't have to go back. However, the Mishnah Berurah says there that if you forgot Al HaNisim, when you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, right before you say you l'ratzay nimrei fi, you should mention there. You say harachamon yaseh lanu nisim kishem sha'asel aviseinu bayom mehem bazman hazeh, and then you say bimei matisyo. So I would say over here also by Purim, he doesn't bring it down nechas Purim, but I imagine it's the same halacha that if a person forgets al nisim and shemoneh esrei, he already said baruch ata Hashem after he finishes shim shalom and elakai nitzar, that is before he says you l'ratzay nimrei fi at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he should not forget about the Al HaNisim. He should say harachamanu yaseh lanu nisim, Hashem should do us nisim k'may sha'asa l'aviseinu or k'shem sha'asisa l'aviseinu, and then go through Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. Just a caution, when you finish following along the Bimei Mordechai and the Esther and the Siddur, don't continue from there. Just remember that you're at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Keep your hand on the other page. But Al Kapanim, there is an inyan to say it there at the end of Shemoneh Esrei on Chanukah. And like I said, I didn't see it beferish by Purim, but I would assume the same thing is by Purim. Now, a person who usually davens a longer Shemoneh Esrei, Purim night, I would suggest that you're makatzer the Shemoneh Esrei a little bit. Not kedai to rush through Shemoneh Esrei on Purim. Tefillah is very, very important on Purim, and you have to remember the Al HaNisim. But it's not kedai to daven your longer Shemoneh Esrei of the year, even though they say keep Purim, that it has similarity to Yom Kippur, because right after Shemoneh Esrei, what happens? There's a Kaddish Tiskabel, and then comes Kriyas HaMegillah. So even if it takes a few moments for them to unroll the Megillah and to make the announcements, but if you miss even one word of the Megillah, you're not Yoytze the Mitzvah. So you have to be sure that you finish Shemoneh Esrei. If you daven a shul that they daven quicker Shemoneh Esrei, for sure you have to be careful about this. But even if you daven a place that davens a little longer, you have to be careful that your Shemoneh Esrei doesn't extend to the beginning of Kriyas HaMegillah, or else you'll get really messed up. Okay, now comes Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, obviously the most important din is that you have to hear the entire Megillah. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tav Reish Tzadi, Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Sham Am Is Namnein, if a person hears it dozing off, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. Why is he not Yotze? Who cares if he's dozing off? The Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Mishnah Berurah says, Shebevadai Chaser Loi Kama Tevos, because he's definitely going to miss some words. Even if you miss just a few words, even if you miss one word in the Megillah, if you're dozing off, we can't guarantee that you're going to hear all the words. And therefore, if you miss one word, you're not yotze the mitzvah, so shama misnam name is lo yotze. You guys may not know of this, but in some places when someone is giving a shir, there are people who are dozing off. And if you could still count most of the shir if you're dozing off some of the shir. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, it's not that way. It's not a question. You got the main point, you got the main idea, you knew the story from beforehand. Shama misnam name is lo yotza. Even if you were halfway there, you have to be sure the Mishnah Berurah says, Bevadai chaser lo kama tevis. It's impossible that you're not going to miss a few words. So you have to be very careful beforehand, which brings us back to the shaila we mentioned a few moments ago. Are you allowed to eat and drink before Kriyas HaMegillah? The Mishnah Berurah said, Letzairach gadol, you're allowed to do it to imam. So I said before, you have to be careful. Most people, it's not really a tzairach gadol, you're just a little hungry. But I think if someone is honest with himself and he feels that he's not going to be able with his concentration span at this time of the day, Monday night, Purim night, he feels like he's not going to be able to concentrate on the Megillah. He's going to be shama misnamneim and he's going to miss a few words. Ein lecha tzairach gadol mizeh. Ein lecha tzairach gadol mizeh. Yeah, for sure that's a tzairach gadol. A tzairach gadol is not just for your own physical health, but if you have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is one of the ikrim of Purim, I would say for sure, maybe ask a Rav to be 1,000% sure, but I'm pretty confident that if a person is afraid that he's not going to be able to hear the Megillah, he's going to be misnamning, and if he has a third of a cup of coffee, he'll be able to get himself like a little bit more koyach, and he'll be able to manage through the Megillah. For sure, that's called a tzairach gadol, and he should do that right after he finishes Shemoneh Esrei or whatever, after the Zman, in order to have koyachas to hear the Megillah properly. Okay, now, as we're listening to the Megillah, I would recommend that a person doesn't sit in the last seat in the Beis Medrash, the farthest away from the Bima. You want to be sure that you hear all the words perfectly. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes that if someone is sitting far away from the Bima, or if he's a little bit hard of hearing, or the Baal Kori has a low voice, things like that. So the Eitzah is that you should bring along a Megillah that's kosher. If you know how to read the Megillah, you know the Nekudos. So you should bring along a Megillah that's kosher, or L'chol HaPochis Chumash, which is probably more practical for most of us. You bring a Chumash, first of all, because we don't all have Megillahs, but besides that, like this, you have the Nekudos there, and what's the point of having this? Like this, if you miss a few words, you're able to read it along, even though you heard most of the Megillah from a kosher Megillah, and a few words you hear from your Chumash as you're reading along to catch up, that's something that's still okay. And because of this, again, just the practical Eitzah, if you're choosing which shul to go to, if you're not here in Yeshiva for Purim, I don't recommend that a person goes to the shul where he's looking for where the fastest Baal Kori is. Or sometimes they're very makbid in certain shuls, they get the Baal Kori and he's moving fast, he did the Megillah in this many minutes, he did the Megillah in that many minutes, because sometimes you have a Ktsara Shehi Arucha. You have the fastest laner, but then you have a few people who missed it, now they have to hear the Megillah again, it's going to take a lot longer. Better to do a little bit of Arucha Shehi Ktsara, which means you take a little bit of a Baal Kori who you know is medaktik, a Baal Kori who you know who waits till everyone finishes banging Haman, and he takes an extra 5 or 10 minutes. Like this, you'll definitely be yotze your mitzvah, you'll be able to hear him clearly, and you'll be yotze the mitzvah l'chol ha'deis. Now, it's known that there's a minig to bring ketanim to shul on Purim. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes, Sivav, the Machaber says, it's a minig toiv. It's a good thing, we shouldn't stop it. We should continue to bring kids to the Megillah, it's a good chinuch, and that's a presume nisa. However, everybody is familiar that the Mishnah Berurah over there at the end of the Siman shries chai v'kayim at what has become of this minig. Instead of bringing little kids to hear the Megillah, what really happens is that the little kids don't listen to the Megillah, and even more so, they shter other people who are mechuyev to hear the Megillah, they shter them from listening to the Megillah, and therefore one has to be so careful, this doesn't apply to the Bachrim yet, but a person has to be careful and realize not to bring little kids to the Megillah that are going to shter other people. How does this apply to us Bachrim, to you Bachrim, who are coming to hear the Megillah? If the point is not to bring little kids who are going to make a rash gadol, so what does that have to do with us? So two things. First of all, we have to be careful not to act like those kids that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. You don't want to, if a person likes to bang Haman, that's a very nice thing, it's a minig Yisrael, but let's not get carried away. You'll have enough time the next day to be silly as long as you want. But when a person bangs Haman, so you bang Haman, Timcha Zecher HaMalek, but that's it, when it's over, it's over. I've seen people come to shul with a shofar and start blowing Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat, you know, every time there's Haman, but we don't have to get carried away with the banging Haman. So that's one thing. The second thing is that if you're in a place where there are some kids who are the Mishnah Berurah's description of kids, or some adults who are acting like the Mishnah Berurah's kids, so then you have to be careful. You bring the Megillah that you have with you, or the Chumash, and you do what the Mishnah Berurah advised a few moments ago, which is to read along. If you miss a few words because the guy started going weiter and people were banging Haman, you read a few words. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi has an interesting suggestion that any time that the guy stops, the Baal Kori stops after the word Haman and lets everybody bang, maybe instead of waiting till you miss the word and now you have to play catch-up, you should always read a few words ahead. You read a few words ahead and then what happens? So then you're yoitza with your few words. Then if you hear it from the Megillah Gevaldik, if you miss it from the Megillah, so okay, at least you've heard it. But like this, every single time the Chazan says, the Baal Kori says Haman, you read the next three words, and then worse comes to worse. If you miss the first half of the next word, or the next few words, you're still okay. That's the eights of the Mishnah Berurah. Depending on the community and the shul and the Baal Kori, you have to see. Sometimes it's so obvious the Baal Kori waits till everybody mamish is quiet. You don't have to do that. But if you're in a place where you're choshed, it's definitely kedai to do that. Because if you start missing and you play catch-up, sometimes the Baal Kori, who knows the Megillah a lot better than we do, so he's going faster than you and it's very hard to catch up. So like this, if you read a few words ahead of time, you'll be in the driver's seat. Okay, now, that's the Indian Kriyas HaMegillah. After the Megillah, the Mechaber says in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, Sif Tezayin, after the Megillah is read, Tzarech Sheyoymar Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Arura Zeresh, and Brucha Esther, and a few other things. A person is mechuyev to say these things. It comes from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a person is mechuyev to say this. Now, the minig is in most places to sing it. Everyone, you say Asher Heini, and then you sing Shoshana Yaakov Tzal V'Sameicha. But like in every group, some people are from the Mishairim, and they're the big singers and the dancers, and some people aren't. So I just want to point out that we should keep a note of this, that even if you're not from the guys who get in the middle and who dance and who sing Shoshanas Yaakov, it's not time to talk to your friend and not say this nusach, because regardless, this is a halacha and Shulchan Aruch. If you don't sing it, then you're supposed to say it. You have to say Shoshanas Yaakov Tzalav Samecha in order to get to these proclamations that we're saying, Baruch Mordechai, Arur Haman, and at that point, you shouldn't be getting them mixed up. Purim night. So Baruch Mordechai, Arur Haman, Arur Zeresh, Brucha Esther, you say it Kalocha, you Makayim this din of the Yerushalmi. If you sing it and you dance and you get into the spirit of Purim Gevaldik, but even if not, you have to make sure that you're at least saying the words to be Makayim that din in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Monday night after Kriyas HaMegillah. You go home, so what's the Seder HaLaila? So the Rama says in Simin Tafresh Tzadi Hey, Sif Aleph, Gam Balaila, Yismach v'yarbek tzas besuda. Purim night is part of the yontif. It's an inyan of simcha. It's not just the next day. At night is an inyan of simcha. V'yarbek tzas besuda. Many people, as soon as the Megillah is over, you quickly break your fast on something. You run out either to collect. Many people who are in different cities, they're not at home. They're collecting. So you start right away after Megillah. You don't want to lose a minute. There is an inyan yarbek tzas besuda. The etzah is that when you break your fast, you should wash. Instead of breaking your fast on a little mezainis, you should have a suda, and instead of waiting till later on in the night when there are other things going on, try to break your fast on bread, like this year, Mekayim, the suda of that the Rama says, Yarbek Tzas, the suda, and a person should be besimcha on Purim night. Whatever gives a person simcha, it could be going to a mesiba, it could be learning Torah, whatever gives a person a simcha, you can learn Masechta Megillah, you can chazer over Ilchas Purim, whatever it is that gives a person a simcha of the Yontif, but in addition to the simcha of Purim night, a person should realize that there's a chiyuv of Suda, like the Rama says, and therefore you have to make sure that Suda is taken care of before you go get two gishmak, that you're not going to remember to have your Suda. Another thing that's very important is Purim night, to make sure to go to sleep at a decent hour, because even though there are very gishmaka masibas around and dancing, but the ikar inyan, as we'll see soon, of the drinking on Purim and getting high on Purim, that comes in the daytime. At nighttime, it doesn't mention that there's an inyan bechlal to get drunk. At nighttime is no iser, it's part of the simchas Purim, but the inyan is to be besimcha and to be yarbe ktas besuda, and to have that simcha, however a person gets to that simcha, but he has to make sure that he's not going to lose important mitzvahs of the next day because of the overdone simcha of the night of Purim. Okay, moving now to Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning is Yud Alad Adar, that's the morning of Purim. We listen to the Megillah, just like the night before we said the three brachas, Shechayanu, Shasanisim, the Amikra Megillah, Shasanisim, and Shechayanu. So you have the same brachas in the daytime Megillah. However, the bracha of Shechayanu in the daytime, the Paiskim say that a person should have in mind, not just the Baal Kairi who's making the brachas, but all of us who are listening to the brachas, should have in mind while we're listening to the bracha, in addition that we want to say Shechayanu for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, we also have in mind for the other mitzvahs of the day. It's Mishleach Manos, Matanis Levyoinim, and the Sudas Purim. Many shuls they announce it, everyone should have it in mind. Many shuls they don't announce it. Whatever it is, you can't be Talib Yad Acherim. You can't rely that the Gabbai is going to tell you everything to do. You have to prepare ahead of time that when you hear the Shechayanu, you have in mind to hear the whole bracha. Whenever you yotze with a bracha, this goes by all three brachas, you shouldn't be saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, because this bracha has to count as yours. You just say Amen at the end. If you had a very long Amen, make sure by the time he starts the next bracha, you're listening again. All three brachas and the Shechayanu in the daytime, you have in mind the other mitzvahs. On Shachris, obviously, on Yud Dalid, on Purim, there is no Tachnun, there is no Lam Natzeach, because it's not a Yom Tzara, Adirab, it's a Yontif, so we don't say Tachnun and Lam Natzeach, and that applies on Tuesday and on Wednesday. Wednesday is Shushan Purim, also there's no Tachnun, no Lam Natzeach. Alanisim that we say in the davening, that's only on Yud Dalid. On Tezvav, Shushan Purim, that there is no din of Alanisim. Now, this is something that's very important, and you won't find it anywhere in Hilchas Purim. One of the most important things that we have, Purim morning, we have a mitzvah derabanan, a divrei kabbalah of Kriyas HaMegillah. We have all the things that Chachamim were misakin for us, Mishlayach Manas, Matanis Levyoinim, and Sudas Purim. But there's one mitzvah d'oraisa that sometimes doesn't get enough cover, and that is the Zman Kriyashma. I'm not talking about now the first Zman Kriyashma, second Zman Kriyashma, but at some point, by the second Zman Kriyashma for sure, that's the end of the Zman Kriyashma. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day to read Kriyashma before the Zman Kriyashma. A person misses the Zman Kriyashma, so the Gemara calls that a Mu'uvas Shalayuchaliska. You can't fix it. You can't say two Kriyashmas at night. If you miss the Zman Kriyashma, that's a bittel of a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa. In Waterbury, on the day of Purim, the last Zman Kriyashma is over at 9:04. I assume in New York it's not too different than that. But around 9 o'clock, somewhere around that, is the second Zman Kriya Shema. So no matter what you're doing the night before, be a Chacham, a Chacham Ein of Bereishai, go to sleep at a decent hour, enough that you could get up, not at 9:03, but you could get up to go to a minyan that davens in a way that you make the Zman Kriya Shema. Surely the second Zman Kriya Shema, I don't see how we could daven later than that. But Al Kapanim, the Kriya Shema should be 100% before 9:04, like this, before we go on to all the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, we've made sure to be Mekayim, the everyday mitzvah of Kriya Shema before the Zman Kriya Shema is over. Okay, now the mitzvahs that are special for Purim. The first thing we'll talk about is Matanos Le'Evyonim. Every single person, this is not a mitzvah for parents only. Matanos Le'Evyonim. You have to give Matanos Le'Evyonim. Matanos is plural, two Matanos. Evyonim is plural to two poor people. Two to two. Two of Matanos to two Evyonim. What is the shir? How much do you have to give to an Evyon? The Mishnah Brewer discusses this in Siman Tav Reish Tzadi Dalet. He brings in the name of the Ritva, even a Shava Pruta. A little bit, you give a Shava Pruta, whatever Shava Pruta is, a few cents to each Evyon, that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. However, there are many other Poiskim who say that we should be Machmir to give a Matana Chashuva, something that's more Chashuva. What's a Matana Chashuva? They say that it's enough for Mazin of a Suda, enough money that you're giving to an Ani that he could buy a decent meal for it. That's more than a Shava Pruta, whatever a Shava Pruta is, it's less than a dollar. You probably can't buy a Suda for that. So you give a few dollars, something that he could buy a Suda for, then you've been Yoytza Matanis Lev Yoynim L'chal Adeyes. You have to give two of that to two separate Evyoynim. And by the way, if this is ever negated to you, the Mishnah Brewer says, in that same Simen Tafresh Tzadi Dalet, that you can't take out of your Meiser Cheshvin Matanis Lev Yoynim. If a person has income and he has to give a tenth to Tztaka, so he has an envelope, this is called his Meiser Cheshvin, and he's giving to Aniyim that come to the door, so Matanis Lev Yoynim has to be a separate Cheshvin because it's a separate mitzvah. Matanis Lev Yoynim comes from our own pockets, you have to give two Matanis to two of Yoynim. Now, how do we ensure the fact that we're going to be mekayim this special mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yoynim? Let's say we don't bump into an Evyoin on Purim, and the Evyoin doesn't come to us and say, here I am, I'm your Evyoin, you could be mekayim the mitzvah with me. So how do we ensure the fact that we're going to do that? So again, if someone sees an Evyoin, if an Evyoin is coming around, avada, give it to him, that's Matanis Lev Yoynim. But the best Eitzah, the most practical Eitzah is to arrange Matanis Lev Yoynim well before Purim. There are Gabon, there's signs up already outside. There's, in every city, Baruch Hashem, there are good Yidden who are Oiskim B'Tzorach HaTzibur Be'emunah. And there's always a Gabay or a fund for Matanis Lev Yoynim. This Matanis Lev Yoynim we should take care of before Purim. To find out who's a real Gabay and who's someone who collects for Lev Yoynim, you give enough money to this Gabay for one of his Lev Yoynim, or if he's collecting for a few Lev Yoynim, you give to a different Gabay. Like this, you've done Matanis Lev Yoynim, he's going to give it on Yud Dalet. That's what the Gabayim do. They collect for you before, but they're going to give it on Yud Dalet Adar. They're going to give it on the day that it's Mechuyiv to be given on your behalf. And therefore, like this, when the day comes, as soon as you've already been Mekayim your mitzvah, he's going to give it whatever time, even if he gives it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's not something that you have to worry about. You've already ensured the fact that you're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah by giving it to a reliable Gaba. Lemaisa, for whatever reason, you weren't able to arrange it. You forgot about it, now you're learning the night of Purim, Matanis Lev Yoynim, and you say, oh my gosh, I forgot to take care of Matanis Lev Yoynim. So what do? So there's two eitzes. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Reish Tzadi Dalet, that if a person is in a city where there's no Avyoinim, Baruch Hashem, a big city, no Avyoinim, everyone's doing well, so what are you supposed to do? So the Shulchan Aruch says you should set aside money on Purim. This is my Matanis Le'Avyoinim. You'll end up giving it to an Avyoin L'maisa after Purim. But that's Matanis Le'Avyoinim. You've been Mekayim your mitzvah just by setting it aside if there is no Avyoin in town. The Paiskim say these days that there's another thing to do. On Purim, if you haven't arranged yet Matanis Le'Avyoinim, you didn't give it to a Gabay before, you can make a telephone call. Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about this, but we can make a telephone call. You can make a telephone call and appoint a shliach. You call someone in Borough Park and say, listen, I know that there's Gaboim going around there. I'm sitting over here collecting in who knows where, and I don't know where there's any Avyoinim. I don't know where any Gaboim are. So I'm appointing you a shliach to give $10 for me for my Tanis Avyoinim, and he goes and gives it, and then you'll pay him back after. Maisa, the Pais can talk about it with the telephone. I didn't see that they talk about it if you don't have any minutes left, what you're supposed to do. So we can improvise on our own. You can text message to someone. You can email to someone. The point is, you make someone a shliach, however the modern technology allows. And like this, you've been Mekayim your mitzvah. So again, either set aside the money and you'll give it l'maisa afterwards, or better, Mistama, is to appoint a shliach these days any way you could get the message to him that he's going to give it, and then he'll actually give it to an Evyon on Purim, and you'll pay him back afterwards. But again, I can't reiterate enough that the best way to do it is not to wait till the problem comes on Purim, and then to try to text message someone and hope he gets the message, and make a shliach on Purim, or to set aside money. The most lechatchila way to do it is to think about it now, and the end of this week, and the beginning of next week, to make sure you're masader it, like this matanis le'avyonim will be able to be taken care of without any effort on Purim. In addition to the din of matanis le'avyonim, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tafresh Tzadi Dalet that says like this: Kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. Whoever sticks out his hand on Purim, you're supposed to give him. You're not supposed to turn away any ani on Purim. You can't say, let me make my cheshbon. Oh, I already gave two avyonim. You're the third guy. I feel so bad. I just gave the second avyon. You're not supposed to turn away any avyon. So what's the din matanis le'avyonim? You're not supposed to turn away anyone. So matanis le'avyonim, you have to arrange. You have to search them out. You have to make phone calls and find the gabba. You have to give it. That's your chiyuv. Everybody else, you have to give if they come your way. You're not mechuyev to give away your life savings. What I would suggest, the simple eitzah, is that if a person is in a place where there's a lot of people knocking on your doors, they're coming around in shul for matanis le'avyonim, carry around small cash. Carry around quarters, dollars. It doesn't say how much. It says, kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. You give each guy a dollar. If he gets a dollar from everyone, he'll be doing all right. If you're not so generous, or you don't have that much money, and there's a lot of people going around, so you give a quarter. You give even less mistama. But the point is, kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo, you shouldn't turn him away. Believe it or not, this has ramifications in the whole avodas hayoyim of Purim, because the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Hashem acts with us the same way also. Kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. If we stretch out our hand and ask for bakashas on Purim, Hashem doesn't turn us away. Hashem has that anhaga also of kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. It's today, we shouldn't let it go by. This is something we could talk about all the halachas from today till tomorrow, but you shouldn't waste away Purim without davening shtark, davening ma'ariv, shachris, mincha, any extra tefillahs to daven for people that you know who need children, for people you know who need a shidduch, for anything that you want in life, for guidance. Purim is a day of kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. Just like we don't turn anyone else away, nothing, we won't send them away reikam. You give them even something, a little bit. Hashem doesn't send us away empty. Anything that we ask for, Hashem will answer us on Purim, because as the Svarim say, kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. Okay, so that's the din of mois Purim, matanis le'avyonim, with the addition of kol ha'poishet yad noisnin lo. Now, the din of mishloach manos, din that we call shalach manos. What's the din of mishloach manos? Manos is lashon rabim, so you have to give two manos. But it says ish l're'ehu, a person to his friend. That's a singular lashon. So you have to give two manos to one friend. What are two manos? It could be two foods, it could be two drinks. But the point is, the poskim say it should be two ready-to-eat foods. You shouldn't give him raw meat, according to most poskim. You should give him two ready-to-eat foods, two small things. This is something that seems so obvious to many families. Some people don't give shalach manos to one friend. Some people may have whole lists, and they give shalach manos to 30 people and 40 people, and it's incredible, the mitzvah of shalach manos l'mahajim. However, by many, many brachrim, if this has happened to you, you shouldn't feel alone, because this has happened to many, many brachrim. Because they're so busy involved in mitzvahs and collecting for Purim, they forget to give even one shalach manos. You don't have a wife, you don't have a family that's being Isaac and shalach manos and wrapping paper and all that for the last 6 months. So what do? You're running around, you're collecting stucker, you're eating, you're drinking, but you don't give shalach manos. You don't have your own, you don't go to the store and buy two manos and give it to a friend. So the minig of many bachrim, and this is something that I would advise, you prepare one shalach manos beforehand. If you have a car of four guys going around, one guy, boys, buys a chocolate bar and a can of Dr. Pepper, he gives it to the next guy is kind it, gives it to the next guy, is kind it, gives it to the next guy, and it could come right back to the first guy who spent the money on it, so no one feels bad. But the point is, like this, you've been yoitz, you have kavana to give shalach manos. You should give many more, and you could prepare beforehand and give it, and don't take it back. For sure, you don't want to do it on manas lahachri, that's for sure. But just to be sure, at least that you're mekayim the mitzvah. You buy two manos, you give it on mekayim my mitzvah shalach manos, and each one gives it on, like this, for sure, you have shalach manos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Hey brings a suffix of the Binyan Siyon, which is the Aruch Laner, that maybe since it says Mishloach Manos, you're supposed to send it Ayadei Shliach. For me to give you Shalach Manos and say, here's the Shalach Manos, it's not enough. I have to give it to you through a Shliach. It's a suffix about it. And therefore, many Paiskim say that at least to one friend, you don't have to do this to everybody, but to one friend, the Iker Mitzvah, Mishloach Manos, Ishtereyehu, you should do it Ayadei Shliach. Give it to someone else. Could you give it to him? Or if you give it to the second guy, so you ask the first to give it to the second. if you have in the car, the case that I said before, where everybody's passing around the chocolate bar and whatever I said, the Dr. Pepper. So you don't hand it around, this is a Shachmanis, you hand it to Shimon, could you give this to Levi? He gives it to Levi, and then Levi says to Reuven, can you give it to Shimon? You're working out that each one does at least one Shalachmanis al Yedei Shlichus, and then all the rest of them, if you have more Shalachmanis, it's Gevaldik, but the Indian of Shlichus, since it's a Machloikas, you don't have to be Machbid about that by each Shalachmanis, but at least by one, to be sure that you Mekayim the Mitzvah L'chol Adeis, that's very, very important. It is, but the Chazal will kaveh a mitzvah that you have to give shalach manas. The reason is, Shali is saying, the reason is that you should be mice of friendship and everything according to some, that's the whole idea of shalach manas. So it's true, the best thing is not to just pass it around, the best thing is to give it and say, here, enjoy, I like you, I'm giving it to you. But once you give it b'chol alev, and then he goes and takes the b'chol alev and gives it to the next guy, even though it seems like a shtikl harama, but you've been mekayim your mitzvah, Meikar Adin, and like I said before, obviously it would be better to give away something that you're not going to end up getting back. But you'd be surprised how many times it happens where people attack not Mekayim the Mitzvah Bechlal of Shalach Manas. Like this is a way where one guy out of four has to think about it, and everybody at least was Mekayim the letter of the law of the Mitzvah of Shalach Manas. Okay, now there is a big deal in the Paiskim, very interesting. Are you allowed to eat on Purim morning before you've done Mishlayach Banas? Usually when you have a mitzvah sayoim, you're not supposed to eat before lulav, before mitzvahs that you have, a mitzvah sayoim, you're not supposed to eat beforehand. So there's mamasha machlokes. Some say that you're allowed to eat before shalach manas and matanas avyoinim, you're not going to forget. And others say that you're not allowed to, some say you're not allowed to eat. L'maisa, there are strong tzadim in the paiskim that you shouldn't eat before. So if that's the case, what should we do to make sure we're doing mitzvah min ha-mufchar, that we're doing it before we eat? Simple. Matanis la'avyoinim, like I said before, if you arrange it before Purim, then you're for sure allowed to eat Purim morning. I don't have to worry, did my Gabbai give it then? If you arrange it before Purim, you've taken care of your chelik in the mitzvah. Like this, you're allowed to eat right after davening Purim morning. What about shalach manas? One simple eitzah. If you have a home with 25 shalach manas and that are being sent out, mistama one of the people you'll see in shul. So you bring to shul one shalach manas. Or if you're not in a home with 25 shalach manas in you, you're doing the car shalach manas. So what you should do is take care of it early in the morning. You take one shalach manas that you prepared the night before, bring it to shul, right after davening, when everybody's saying to everybody, good yontif, afrei lechem purim, so you give a guy a shalach manas, like this, you go home and you'll be able to eat breakfast. If you're mekayim shalach manas, or as soon as you come home, someone's coming to your door, so you give them back a shalach manas, it's not so difficult to keep this. You just have to keep in mind that we shouldn't just come home right away, sit down and eat breakfast before we worry about shalach manas. Again, there are many poskim who are mekel it yesh ami lismach if you haven't given your shalach manas. But I'm saying now, as we're thinking about it a week in advance, to try to cover all the bases, if you prepare matanis levyoinim beforehand, and one shalach manas to give in shul, or on the way home from shul, or right when you come home, then you could be sure to do those mitzvahs before you eat.
Yeah, the suda, that's one of the mitzvahs.
One of the mitzvahs is the suda, but the suda, for sure, you're allowed to eat before the suda, because you're never going to forget to eat. But the suda is a kviyas, the suda, the ikar din of the suda is the afternoon, so that the paiskim don't worry about, that they say you're allowed to eat. Okay. Now, the Sudas Purim itself, just a few more minutes. The Sudas Purim. What we've all been waiting for.
Right.
Okay, the Sudas Purim, one thing we have to know for sure, the Paiskim say you're supposed to daven mincha beforehand. However you're going to look after the Sudas Purim, but you're supposed to daven mincha beforehand, before the Suda. The Ramah says in Simen Tav Reish Tzadi, hey, toiv lasek ma'at b'toira, koidem sheyascha la'suda. Before the Suda starts, it's good to learn a little bit. Because the Pasuk says, La Yehudim Aysa Oira V'Simcha, Oira represents Taira, and then comes Simcha. So he says it's Kedai to learn a little bit before the Suda. It's an important thing. The Yantif of Purim was Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim, there was a Kabbalah HaTaira. We can't forget about learning. The amount of learning that we're going to be doing on Purim is very, very little, that's for sure. But the Ramah says there's an inyan to learn a little bit before the Suda. I would suggest, HaChacham Einov B'Roisha, you should think a little bit ahead, that I think the best Eitzah would be not to wait till right before the Suda, because that may never happen. Learn a little bit in the morning, right after Shachris. Sit down, you learn a little Gemara and Megillah, you learn a little Halacha, you learn a little Chazir, a little Nadarim, whatever you're doing, learn a half hour, learn 10 minutes, learn 5 minutes, learn one line of Gemara. You've been Ma'isak Ma'at and Torah on Purim, the whole day didn't go by without learning. There are yeshivas these days, yeshivas Mordechai at Tzadik, where the fathers take the kids to learn. So go join some yeshiva, take a kid off the street and go learn with him, or take a father off the street and go learn with him, I don't care. Whatever it is, you're a person, there's no minimum or maximum ages over there. You sit down in a base medrash where you're not the only guy there. except one drunkard on the bench. You go there with this yeshivas Mordechai Atzadik, people are learning, and you feel comfortable in an atmosphere of learning. You can learn a half hour, an hour, get in a geshmaka seder in the morning, and there's still enough time to be mekayim matanis levyoinim, shalach manas, and a sudas purim lemahadri. Okay, now the sudas purim. You wash your hands, natilas yadayim, don't forget. A lot of people are into the mishta, but you have to wash your hands and have a suda, you have a hamoitzi. Then comes the din. Chayiv inish levesumei bepurya, adaloy oda, bein, arur haman, lebaruch Mordechai. You have to drink on Purim until you don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. We could talk mamish literally from today till tomorrow, all the different shatim about it, and we won't. So, I just want to say like this. Rashi in Megillah Dav Zayin Amad Aleph says that this is talking about Yayin. Rashi mentions wine. The Rambam as well, when he talks about this mitzvah, mentions wine. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. So the Ikar mitzvah seems to be that a person should get drunk on wine. The parties that were done, the Nisim came, Agidei Mishtei Yayin, it says Mishtei Ayayin, so the Ikar Mitzvah is wine. Some Paiskim say there's no Inyan Bechlal to get drunk on anything except wine. Other Paiskim say, no, it brings you Agidei Simcha if you have booze or beer or whatever you have, so then it brings you to the Simcha. So again, the Ikar Mitzvah, if a person could do with wine, specifically on Purim, there's an Inyan to get drunk on wine, because that's the Ikar Mitzvah because of the Mishtei Ayayin. If a person can't hold the wine, or he feels it would be too hard for him to do it with wine, and he wants to do it with whiskey or with anything else, so again, that is also the Chayav Inish Levesume according to many Paiskim. But since some Rishayim like Rashi and the Rambam mention wine, the Paiskim advise, if possible, it's better to do it with wine. What is the Pshat Haka? Chayav Inish Levesume. So many explain Kipshuta. A person should get drunk until he doesn't know what's coming off and what's going on. Chayav Inish Levesume Adelo Yoda Beinor Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. In the Sidur HaYayivitz, which is of Yaakov Emden, he brings that his father, who knows who his father was, you know, the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was of Yaakov Emden's father. He was Mekayim as HaMemra Kipshutai. That's what he says. And if he says Mekayim as HaMemra Kipshutai, you can picture the Chacham Tzvi sprawled out on the floor on Purim. Mekayim as HaMitzvah Kipshutai. Chayiv in Shlevesumi Ad Lo Yoda. The Ramah, however, says in Simen Tov Reish Tzadi Hey, that the way a person could be Mekayim the mitzvah, he doesn't have to go all out and be drunk till he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. What he could do is drink more than he usually drinks. Ela yishta yoyse milimuda, he drinks more than usual. Because of that, he'll get tired and he'll go to sleep. When he sleeps, he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And then you've been Mekayim the mitzvah. Some people call it cheap, but you've been Mekayim the mitzvah, according to the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein ro'i lasas. That's the way it's right to do it, that a person should drink extra. By the way, when it says yoyse milimuda, it doesn't mean to drink more than you usually learn. That might not be enough for some people. It means yoyse milimuda more than you normally drink. That's yoyse milimuda of the Rama, just to clear that up. So if a person drinks more than usual and he sleeps, important warning according to the Rama, if you're going to be mekel and do it with the Rama, you have a very important thing. It can't be that you're drinking towards the end of Purim and it makes you so tired that you fall asleep after Purim. Because the whole kiyum of Ad Lo Yada is that when you're asleep, you've been mekayim that state that you don't know. According to Ramah, you have to go a little bit earlier. Ad Kedei Kacha, you'll fall asleep from your wine before Shkia. Some of the Paiskim were mesupik about this, but to me it's pashut that according to the Ramah, if a person is being mekayim Ad Lo Yada because he's drinking until he falls asleep, it's not a shear in the drinking that he fell asleep later. The Adalo Yoda, the Chiyuv is Adalo Yoda, which is, that's a mitzvah on Purim. Memela, he has to be Adalo Yoda on Purim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, just says, Kepshutai lefsumei bepurya, the way the Chacham Tzvi and some others understood it, that it's Kepshutai. So then you have to continue drinking Adalo Yoda, being Arur Haman lebaruch Mordechai. Some complain that it's not the most beautiful mitzvah, the Racha Adachi Noyam. I would love to invite all of you to my Purim Suda, not to watch me, but the idea is when you have people over who are Mekayim, the mitzvah Karoy, so it's a beautiful, beautiful mitzvah. The Ramah says, Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamit. The main point is that a person should be holding on a Madrega where he's drinking for the Simcha of the Yontif. The happiness that Hashem did the Nes in those days. The happiness that we have a connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that just like He answered the tefillah in those days, any tzara, any hardship that we have in life, there's someone right there waiting to listen to us. The Rabbeinu Shalom is waiting to listen to us, especially on Purim. You burst out in emotion, you sing, you hug. The camaraderie and friendship that there is at a Purim Suda is mamish, can't be matched at any other time of the year. It's mamish a highlight of the year. And if a person prepares accordingly, so that simcha shal mitzvah, whether he does it like the Ramah and ends up falling asleep, whether he does it like the Chacham Tzvi and ends up falling asleep, but But however, he's mekayim the mitzvah. The point is that it should be vavachi yichavim liber lashamayim. It shouldn't be a simcha of hayulus. You hear sometimes people talking, this Purim I'm going to get slammed. I already have this, I already have that. You know, I'm not saying don't get slammed. I'm just saying that's not the point of the Purim. The point is that you should come to the simcha on Purim that it reaches a state ad lo yada b'nor haman lebaruch Mordechai. Okay, at the end of the suda, you have to remember birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon, you have to say al anisim, even if you're benching at 11 o'clock at night. Doesn't make a difference that Purim is over. You don't say Al Anisim on Tezvav. But since the Suda started as a Suda's Purim before Shkia, so therefore you say Al Anisim even at night, and you have to daven Ma'ariv, of course, without Al Anisim on Matzai Purim. And if a person feels that with drinking he's not going to be able to bench like a mensch, and he's not going to be able to daven like a mensch, so then he shouldn't drink. Or he should do the Ramah and have someone wake him up before Chatzai, so he'll daven Ma'ariv. The person has to think ahead to do those mitzvahs. It's not kedai to do one mitzvah and then at the cost of other mitzvahs. But a person could drink and be mekayim mamish like the Chacham Tzvi, but then at the time later on, when it's time to daven ma'ariv, or if he'll bench, he'll be able to do so. That's the ikar adin, the way a person is supposed to act by the suda. Just one last word, I would say, it says in Chazal, the pasuk in the Megillah says, kimu v'kiblu hayehudim. That they were Mekayim and Makabel. Kimu v'kiblu. So the Gemara in Shabbos Peches teaches us a very interesting limud, and it says, Kimu mashekiblu kvar. They were Mekayim, what they were already Makabel. Very odd lashon. So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means that by Kabbalah HaTorah they accepted the Torah be'oines, kof aleim ha'kagigis, the mountain was hanging over them. Hashem said, accept the Torah if you know what's good for you. And they accepted the Torah. And then, afterwards, b've'achashverish, they were makabel. The Ratzon, Rashi says, me'avas ha'neis, because of the love that they had to Hashem, because of the neis, they were makabel b'ratzon. So I want to know, what's the taich of kimu mashekiblu kvar? Everyone says, kimu, they fulfilled mashekiblu kvar, but they were already makabel. What do you mean? Now they fulfilled it because they had an ava of the neis? They fulfilled the Torah until Purim came around also. Havada, Kabbalah's Torah was ba'oinis, now it's ba'ratzon. But what does it mean that they were now makayim masha kiblu kfar? They were makabel masha kiblu kfar. They were now had a new Kabbalah. So what does it mean kima masha kiblu kfar? I want to share this with you because I've been saying it for many years, but now you may appreciate it having learned Nedarim. I think the Vel teaches the word wrong. The word kimu doesn't mean fulfilled over here. In Nedarim, what's a hakama? Hakama means that the husband hears the neder, vehekim as kol nedarel. He upholds the neder. He strengthens the neder. He's not mefer it. He's mekayim. What happened here is they had a Kabbalah HaTorah. What happened on Purim? Kimu mashekiblu kfar. They strengthened what they were already makabel. I think this is Pashup Chana Chazal. Kimu mashekiblu kfar. They made a hakama. They now strengthened it. Until now, of course they were makabel the Torah, and of course they were mekayim the Torah. Nobody's going to say until Purim there was no kiyum of the Torah. Just the Kabbalah HaTorah was ba'inus. Now they were mekayim it, meaning mekayim not fulfilled it, but mekayim it, they strengthened, they did a hakama, for kamu kama darel, to that Kabbalah. Now it became a strengthened Kabbalah, a Kabbalah of Torah b'ratzon. So we should all be zoiches. Purim is such a happy day, it's an elevating, uplifting day. We should taka be mekayim, not just mekimu v'kiblu, strengthening the Kabbalah satayra, but the kiyam, the other pshat in kiyam are fulfilled. That we should be zoicha to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Purim. When a person has the simcha on Purim, not just in a way of haylulus, but it's a tayradika simcha. You prepare beforehand. Look over, those of you who wrote it down, look over, or chazer over with friends, what's exactly the halachas. Look up in the Mishnah Berurah to get klar, to be mekayim the mitzvah in a tayradika way. Then the simcha becomes a tayradika simcha, and we should all be zoicha with this to have a happy and uplifting Purim, just like it's meant to be. Thank you.